Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Inside the Gene Wagner Plumbing Studios, it's the Wendy's Big Show on 105.7 FM, the Fan, 1250 AM, and the free radio.com. I just don't believe that you actually use this thing, and you actually are eating well-done pieces of meat.
Yes.
Just, there's no...
Just like a hockey puck.
There's, like, no juice.
Is juicy.
That means you gotta, take a bowl and just pour, just stick the steak in the A1 sauce.
Well, why don't you get on
marinate.
The Walking Dead, then, if you like red meat?
I mean, I'm not eating something that's straight bloody, but I like a little bit of pink in there.
No, man, don't do that. You're going to get gout, cuz. You're going to be walking like you're 79 years old. And every time you walk, you got to bring your hip with you. Walk, bring it, because you like red meat. And it takes 15 years to digest. I made that up. I'm trying to scare you.
That was a good one. I wouldn't have even thought about that.
You're just going to sit there in your colon, because it ain't going nowhere.
See, I always thought that was the gum thing. But I already walk like that, though, because my hip does lead back about 3 feet.
No, you got them big calves. You're good. You're good.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
But, yeah, try well done. I tell you what we do. We do this.
Okay.
You try well done. I'll try it. Now, how do you get it? Medium.
I just go medium.
Just a little bit
of pink. Yeah, a little flavor.
I'm going to try it. And I think you'll come to my side before I come to yours. Gary, yours. I believe you will.
We
when
got
people
more of a
say,
chance.
Well done, they're thinking all dry and hard.
Sure.
No.
But you're also forgetting this. I'll eat just about anything.
No.
As long as it doesn't swim, I'll eat just about anything.
Yeah, but you like
I'm
to
just not eating
a
fish.
Certain way. I mean, everybody does.
I'll scarf it down either way.
Me and Gary went to, with some of his old teammates, we went out to a steakhouse. I was the only one that ordered well done. You should have saw it was like a record player and scratching a record.
What?
I said, ma'am, in about 10 years, all of these guys won't be here. I'm going to be walking in again eating the same steak.
Gary, you go just
I seen him do
medium.
This.
It looked good, though, don't it, Gary? It looks good.
No.
Yeah, it does. You just need to stop.
I seen him do this, cuz.
Your big toe gonna swell
you just shake,
up.
You just shake
like
your
the
head.
Flintstone.
Yeah. Just
and
let it go.
And he proud of it, too.
Yeah,
oh, for sure.
Nice
to get
tender,
played out there.
Tender as a mother's love.
Because he wants to tell everybody, you're gonna get gout!
Yeah.
Yes.
Then he get up and throw his hip around, walk around like two,
yeah,
three pages. I mean,
you know, I have to demonstrate.
We're in another restaurant.
Do the same dance you just did.
Same one.
And they talking about that's juice. That's blood. That is not juice. Mm-hmm. That's blood.
A little flavoring.
Mm-hmm.
No,
a little something.
No.
And just so you know, the medium rare digest is quicker in your stomach than the well done.
Who told
done.
You that?
Look it up, cuz.
I don't have to look it up. I'm going to know.
I need that rap soundtrack. Where...
Yeah, ain't nobody telling
it up.
Man.
Google, man.
Aced
you should never have to chew it twice, and it's cold going down. Why would
no,
you
it's hot.
No, it's
down.
Hot going down, man.
Yeah, it is.
It's all the way. It's cooked through.
Mm. It's not cooked. If it's pink, it's not cooked, man.
Your mind.
I'm a chef, man. What are y'all wrong with y'all? If it's still red on the inside, it ain't cooked.
Mostly
now,
cooked.
Now, Gary like when you get the raw meat with the onions and eat that. Whatever.
Mushroom, garlic.
Hold on. You're not eating the raw beef
Wisconsin
and onion, are you?
People do that.
No.
Meat.
No, with it. With it.
Okay, sure. Yeah, I'll have the choice.
I ain't doing raw beef. I ain't doing that.
No,
what is
not
that
touching
called?
That.
It's called something.
Raw beef and onion.
No, that's a word it's called.
It's legitimately what Wisconsin people call it. Raw beef and onion.
Yeah, no, I ain't doing that.
Mm-mm. Nasty. I can't do
we
it.
We had a guy on my college football team named Scott Burgo.
How you get his?
Raw beef and onion. That's how I ate it because I ain't never seen nobody do it before in my life. But you got to get the...
I do the zombie, cuz.
Which one's the best one? Is the ground round, ground sirloin, ground something?
I think it's the ground round is what you have to have for it. But Angus once again, I could
beef,
be wrong.
Man.
Yeah, it's the Angus one.
So he just rips out the wintergreen. He just goes right for the raw beef and onion.
Well, he does it with, I think, either on some crackers.
Yeah, like the little rye crackers.
The rye crackers.
Thing.
Yeah.
No, Scott Burgle, a piece of toast.
Yeah, I think Scott Burgle went to like Tulsa West or Tulsa East. Big old joker, big old nose, about 6'7", 6'8".
Oh, yeah.
Got drafted by, I think, St. Louis Cardinals, maybe third or fourth round. Big joker. At first, I'm like, man, how you eat that? I mean, he put a little salt and pepper on it.
Oh, no.
Somebody tweeted, raw beef and onion on rye equals cannibal sandwich.
Yeah, that's what you're hearing on.
That's
what
they're calling it.
Because you're talking about real blood. Now, that Leroy, that thing.
Yes, that's real blood.
Man. Yeah,
that's
right on the ground. That thing bled so much. The crackers was dry. The crackers were wet before he got it in his mouth.
He loving it.
Licking his fingers after.
When he gets 60 years old, he's going to be able to.
But he never had no problem. He never had diarrhea, never had none of that.
Well, God, I mean, is good.
I don't know how it doesn't bother you up
a
little
bit. Phone call
in just one second. Yeah. It's.
Yeah, I don't want to hear people
the,
say
the,
about
the toughest
it.
Part I, is, I like, just I just don't.
I never
one,
seen
it tastes gross to me.
I never seen before I got to Wisconsin. I never seen people do that.
Because you know me, I do have to try everything once and the good things twice. I had it one time.
You did?
Oh, my pops loves
that. May be some white folks stuff. White people do that. Black people ain't doing that, cuz.
Your pops, I seen him.
Black people are not eating raw meat with onions.
See, I don't know that it's a color thing. I think it's a Wisconsin thing.
It's probably a color thing, cuz.
Yeah, I could eat so on this one.
Well, how about this? Let's go to Nick on the north side. Nick, you eating cannibal sandwiches?
No, he better not be.
Absolutely not.
Thank you, Nick. Nick's a human.
Well done, man.
Thank you.
If I go to a, what you call it, a restaurant, I say medium well so they won't mess it up. Because, you know, you tell people,
that's a good
well
point.
Well done. They,
that's a good
make it
point.
Look like a hockey puck.
Yeah.
Right.
But yeah, if I'm making it, it's going to be well done off the grill, you know.
Right.
Super juicy.
Yes.
Gotta make sure you marinate it for like 2-3 days.
Marinate.
Sure.
That sounds good, Nick.
I think what Laura was talking about was like head cheese or something. Maybe eating that raw, like, oh, man.
I've had hog head cheese before. It was a little spicy, though.
But, yeah, that's all I wanted to get in on.
All right,
I appreciate it, my brother.
Hog head cheese?
Yeah, it's called hog head cheese. It's a little spicy. You know, I don't like spicy food.
No.
Yeah. Well, I don't eat that or liverwurst. You ever had liverwurst with the white little fat around
it? Yeah, eat that. Put it on a sandwich, cuz.
But if you put that on a piece of raw meat, guys have wrapped that up in raw meat and eat it.
Yeah, and you guys,
I don't know how they live.
I know you really like liver and onions. That's something I just can't. I can't go for it.
But you don't know what you're missing.
You gotta have somebody know how to cook it though.
Yeah, it gotta be.
You don't eat anybody liver and onion. Chitlins, liver and onion, them two things, mainly my mama got to cook for me.
Okay, so that's a strict mom's cooking, otherwise
chitlins?
I'm not doing it.
You ever had chitlins?
I'm not going to lie.
I'm getting some this weekend.
Dude, you had chitlins? You like chitlins?
Michael Witherspoon, my godfather, his birthday is today. Happy birthday,
Happy
Michael.
Birthday, Michael Happy Witherspoon. Michael.
Yeah. Works at Winty Davidson. He's
there?
Making me some chitlins.
He's going to make you
chitlins.
A pot.
He can clean them, too.
What do we got in chitlins?
A hog guts.
They're the intestines from the hog. Yeah,
now that's black folks' food.
Yeah.
That's us.
It comes straight out the chute, cuz.
Yeah.
You got to clean.
It's good, though. It's good.
You got to clean the poop out
of it. It's cooked.
Huh?
Yeah, you got to clean the poop. So that's why you don't eat everybody, because everybody don't clean them right. You got to clean it.
Sure.
You got to go in there and clean it.
So yeah, that's like the when you pull out of the turkey and just like the gizzard stuff, like all that
all
kind
that.
Of stuff?
Yeah,
it's
man.
It's good.
Leroy went home and had me a big old box of gizzards. From
I like the livers. I don't like the gizzards.
From the hip hop chicken at my hometown. That's when Steve called me, interrupted me, to tell me
you were just
you
all
know they're using the same grease, away. Right?
Huh?
At the chicken, in the hot bud.
What?
They're using the same grease for the gizzards, the chicken,
at the hip hop chicken.
Yep.
They need to get a hip hop chicken here though, man. That hip hop chicken, cause it got like crack on it.
Come on.
Hey, what you talking about?
I can't say that.
They got one in Jacksonville.
They got a hip hop. It's probably a southern thing.
Yeah, it is.
Man, that hip. They do the hip hop chicken and fish.
But the chicken place in the
that's where you know it's good.
I go there. It's hot, but put the one in
Gold
the,
Rush.
What?
That ain't the same.
Yeah, that place is legit. Yeah,
I mean, just hip hop
basketball.
It ain't the same, cuz.
Top chicken. Yeah, I mean, there's nothing even close to here that I can see.
How far we got to go for a field trip?
Baltimore, Maryland.
I'm down. I'm never sitting down.
These things seem to be very popular in Baltimore. It looks like
Baltimore got crab cakes too.
It looks like it's based out of Maryland.
Yeah, we're based out of. Oh, we got one in Albany, Georgia. Y'all got one in Jacksonville, Leroy?
Mm-hmm.
Man, that line's so long, you can't even get in there, bro.
Maybe it's a brand.
Scott's in Waukesha. He's up on the fan. Scott, you eating cannibal sandwiches or hip-hop
Scott,
chicken?
Scott, don't tell me that.
Yeah, cannibal sandwiches, the sirloin and the ground round are interchangeable.
Come on, yeah, sirloin, ground
round. You eating that, Scott?
It's like raw meat.
Yes, absolutely.
Who introduced you to that, dad or mom? Or granddad?
They both ate it, but my dad.
Dad, okay.
Now, you eat that with onions too, right, Scott, or no?
Onions on rye bread.
Okay.
Come on, Scott.
Thanks, Scott. Appreciate it, man.
Yes. I want to ask
was
you,
World War Z.
Well, now here I want to know, do you spread it like peanut butter on your... On
well,
your...
here. Okay. Let's ask Chris in Waukesha. Chris,
don't eat
how
that.
Do you eat your cannibal sandwiches? Chris.
Good.
Chris is gone. Eric,
because he ate that raw meat. We can't get him. See? I told you.
He dropped over.
I told you.
Had himself a grabber while he was sitting on hold. Eric's in Grafton. Eric, you eating cannibal sandwiches?
Oh, those are delicious.
Come on, Eric.
Oh, yeah. Then there's something even better called steak tartare. It's very similar, but it's with steak.
So that's raw steak that you're eating then?
Yeah.
Well, you in that movie World War Z and you was chasing Brad Pitt around?
Yeah, this steak tartare.
Really seasoned with some salt and garlic and onions.
Yeah, here we go. So I got this texting from our buddy Clint Grahowski. Steak tartare is a meat dish made from raw ground beef or horse meat.
Usually
served with onions, capers, pepper, Worcestershire sauce, and other seasonings.
Don capers is
often presented to the diner separately to be added for taste. It is often served with a raw egg yolk on top of it.
Oh, man, come on. Gout.
What's a caper?
It's an appetizer.
What's a caper, Steve?
Yeah, what is
I don't know.
You said a raw egg on top of it?
A raw egg yolk on top of the raw ground beef or horse meat.
You know, I already got
with
a little
onions.
Bit.
And you got horse. Why
I'm
are you eating a horse, Steve?
I'm fighting a little diarrhea right now.
There you go.
I eat that right now.
Oh, man, come on. Get my Metamucil.
There you go. You want to see the picture?
No, I don't want to see that, man.
No, I don't.
Man, come on.
No, I don't. Instead, I want to talk about something good. I want to talk about beer. I'll wash that.
I bet you they wash that down with that both of them.
I definitely
What's
say
the best
maybe
kind you wash it down with?
Raw beef and onion. It would probably go good with the winter lager, but there's only 10 kegs left.
What?
Yeah, 10 kegs left. Right. We were saying that could be done in like a day and a half if you're hanging out with the right people. 10 kegs left for the rest of 2020. That's Bofording Winter Lager. The only place you can check out the Bofording Winter Lager is the Blue Mound Bowl, Dugout 54, or Donahue's Irish Pub. Whenever you're drinking the Boff, want you let me know at Bill Schmidt Radio. Guys, Bofording beer, premium quality beer due to the superior ingredients. Fresh hops, finest barley, and the choicest water that you're ever going to have. The freshest spring water because it's built right on top of the hot spring and the water gets pumped into the local family-owned brewery of Bofording Beer. For over 250 years, they've been doing it the same way in the country of Luxembourg. They've achieved the pinnacle of drinkability and smoothness with everything in their lineup. The crisp Pilsner, the smooth triple, and the perfectly balanced Brune, which are all here to stay at Total Wine & More, Otto's Festival Foods, or on tap at Cafe Hollander, the Nomad, or Revere's in Delafield. But the Bofording Winter Lager is only here until the final kegs run out, down to our final 10, out at Blue Mound Bowl, Dugout 54, or Donahue's Irish Pub. Let's drink in the Boff this year with Milwaukee's favorite smooth drinking import. Whenever you're having a Bofording, let me know, and I'll come out and have a Bofording on you. It's the Wendy's Big Show here on 105.7 FM, The Fan. If you did not know, the top of the hour is being brought to you by Mercedes-Benz of Milwaukee North. Guys, right now, today's shop, their remaining 2019 vehicles with a payment waiver on all 2019 vehicles up to $700. Go to MercedesofMilwaukeeNorth.com. Brewers win total at 79. That's one number that's being put out. Is that an over or under? We'll ask Jerry Augustine, former Brewer pitcher, Fox Sports Wisconsin TV analyst, in 15 minutes on The Fan. It's the one Wendy's Big Show, 5.7 FM, The Fan. I just saw Leroy dancing. Sorry, guys. You can go maybe see a little bit more of that. The Leap Day celebration coming up February 29th, benefiting the Hebron House. You can go to Leroy's Leap Day LeroyBeef.com for more information and tickets. Go hang out with my man, Leroy Butler. And Gary Ellerson is going to be running the whole show.
I had a company buy 25 tickets. Company. I was so emotional.
Omni.
And they don't want no mentions or nothing. I said, I can give you a shot. No, I don't even want that. We just believe in, you know, homelessness and dealing with it. I almost had a tear in my eye.
Well, that will make it.
And they're
a
not even from
cry.
Wisconsin. They heard about it. They just want to help. I appreciate that.
No, they were listening anywhere on the radio.com app, and they probably heard us talking about it yesterday. That makes sense. No doubt about it. 414-799-1250. Brewers are down in Arizona getting ready for spring training. We'll talk to Jerry Augustine coming up in 10 minutes. It appears in a couple of weeks once the whole dust settles. Bill Michaels goes in a week and a half, I believe.
Yeah.
So we'll let everybody get in there and the players get ready to rock and roll.
I
want to
hear from baseball people. I like to hear from Gary.
Well, no, because then we get to ask Lorenzo Cain questions because Gary just walks up.
I want to hear y'all interviews.
Still, I'll say it to this day. The most epic thing I remember is Gary walking up to, was that Christian Yelich?
Yeah.
The first time. And
you grabbed him.
Yelich was ready to kind of be done with the interviews. Yeah, just kind of hit him in the back of the chest.
We couldn't find him.
I mean, I had Jimmy.
He was ducking us.
Was it?
He was. Yeah, he did not want to talk. Gary just kind of talked.
I get it.
Come on, man.
Everybody want to hear from
you. Who's the outfielder y'all got, too? Brinson?
Broxton.
Corey Ray.
Corey Ray
was another one. Yeah. Keon Broxton back with the club. He'll be rejoining the team on a minor league contract as well.
Y'all when you do that, you got to make the team, Billy?
He's a minor league contract, so he will be guaranteed to at least play on the AAA team. So he's got to make the big league club to be here. Otherwise,
will he be at spring training?
He'll be at spring training, but they don't have to guarantee him a roster
spot. Is he going to play on the other field or he going to play on the big field with the big boys?
He'll be playing with the big boys.
Oh, okay. Nice.
Yeah, he'll be playing on the big field.
So
they're
going to let him win a spot if he can.
So he'll be the dude. I mean, now maybe because he's been with the organization, they'll give him like the number and the jersey on the back. He'll be the dude in like the 97 jersey.
Oh,
if you're one of the spring training invites, usually they'll put you in like a 78 jersey.
No, it's not better than that.
Right, or a 56 jersey or something like that. Actually, 78 being rocked by Corey Ray.
Yeah.
He's an athlete.
Sure, no doubt about it. So they'll see
if you get the new rule changes from Mitch.
Yeah,
you got to explain that.
They've been telling us all about them. They've been excited about all these.
I don't know where you were yesterday.
No, I was there.
It's all right. It's okay.
But it's something else.
It's the three batter minimum.
Just because they put them in don't mean I understand them.
We've known that these were coming. They just decided now they're going to let us all know that they are officially official.
Right. Mm-hmm.
The three batter minimum and the rosters throughout the spring in September, where they used to have the unlimited rosters that you're able to carry, they have now taken away that. Also, they have two-way player designations. Mm-hmm. So,
any of them significant? A big deal?
The three batter minimum one is the one that's of most significance. So, you're not going to be able to bring in a left-handed reliever, face one batter, and then go get somebody else. Oh. If you get brought into the game, you have to throw to three batters before you can be
ready
to be taken away.
That can be, if you're platooning, that could be an issue.
And in the September rosters, it was active up to the 40-man roster. As long as you were on the 40-man roster, you could get brought up. Now it's all teams must carry 28 players on their active roster in the month of September, so you only get three extras. 14 of them have to be pitchers.
Oh.
So they're pretty much slicing it right down the middle of you have pitchers, you have hitters, you have 13 of each.
Now, do you baseball purist type?
Well,
y'all like all these rules?
I'm not that big of an – I don't have that big of an issue with any of them. The three batter minimum, some people think hurts the Brewers. I frankly think that it hurts other teams more than the Brewers.
You think so?
Because their left-handed pitchers, whether it's Claudio, Suter, or obviously Hader, they get out right-handers too. There's a lot of guys back in the day the old Mitch Stetter, who was only coming in to face left-handed hitters. So the guys like a Brian Schaus, those guys would be out of the league.
Now, why do you think they're even doing that? Because NFL, they have a method to their madness. Why is – because I know at one point y'all wanted to speed up the time.
That's exactly what Manfred thinks it's going to do.
Yeah, we'll see.
He thinks that it's going to make this game quicker. He thinks that it's going to make it better. He thinks that it's going to pick up the pace of game and somehow make millennials like baseball more.
Oh, okay.
I wish I had a better
answer. Well, how do you get more American kids to play baseball, though?
I mean, that's the question. It's not that people don't like the game because it's long. It's because kids don't want to play it as much anymore because it is slow and tedious, and it's harder to get better at the game because you need so many more players to work with.
Well, wait a second. Chuck Friedman made a great point this morning on Chuck and Winkler. They were talking about this very same thing about baseball and so forth. And he said, you know, his kid growing up loved playing soccer. Loved it. And didn't want to play baseball, but played soccer growing up. And then decided, he didn't really care about watching soccer on TV, but he wanted to go to Brewers games and watch the Brewers on TV and go to games. Mm-hmm. So now that's a kid that didn't play the sport at all, but enjoys watching it on TV. The sport he plays and loves to play could care less about watching
it. It's boring to watch.
But he loves playing it. So just because you don't play doesn't mean that you don't necessarily, you know, won't like watching it, I guess is what I'm saying.
I was an awful baseball player, but I love watching the game because I like the process of
it. But you're a great softball player, though.
Well, that's pretty true. But when you're in a situation where you're a soccer kid, soccer's awful to watch on TV. I know people love it. I don't know how you like it.
I don't know who's offside.
It's back and forth, right? And then you're excited for the four shots that get taken.
Play anyway.
But when you're playing baseball and you're an 11-year-old kid, you guys can talk about this. You guys have had kids. Mm-hmm. You're sitting out there. You're picking grass.
Yep, chasing butterflies.
Looking up here.
Coaching baseball, that's how it is for younger kids. All because the attention span is not so long, and it is a long game.
There's just not that much going on. Uh-oh. At least in soccer, you're always active. Moving. That's why it's more fun to play.
Same with basketball.
100%. Yeah, 100%. Absolutely. There's so much more to do. Even in football, there's 11 guys, and when you're playing, you're playing.
Okay, so now you're talking like how Rob Manfred is thinking. Good job. Now you've got to his wavelength. Because now you just explain how he's thinking of the game is too slow, I've got people with short attention spans, I've got to figure out how to keep them locked in as long as possible. That's what he's trying to figure out. That's the problem he's trying to solve.
But there's no way you're doing it unless you're making kids do jumping jacks or something in the outfield. That's the only way you're making it active. Like, that's the part of this. He's trying to change something that I just don't know how you fix if it's a short attention span. Or you just cater to a different audience.
Right.
Lord, God forbid people don't like your game. There's plenty of people that don't like football. You see Roger Goodell parading around saying, please watch our game. Please. We'll change the rules for you.
We'll move the.
Did Adam Silver do that? No.
No, Goodell changed the rules because they were getting sued. That's why he changed the rules.
Thank you.
It had nothing to do with the fans. It was he was trying to save his butt, is what
Rob
that
Man,
was.
Rob
that
Man,
had nothing to do with the fans. But Rob Manfred is going to change this game, folks. I mean, whether you want to believe that or not to be true, he is going to change this game. This game is not going to be the same game in 5 years.
Nothing's better than listening to Trevor Bauer just fry this dude up left and right. If you're worried about people not liking the game, let the players express their emotion with having different colored cleats. But no, you are allowed to have three colors in your cleats. And they are designed and lifted by Major League Baseball. You either get blue or gold or black. Somebody walks out there in teal cleats, you get fined.
Well, the NFL is very strict on their uniform policies as well. Right?
But still, at least they have an opportunity to go out there and express themselves in other ways. I mean, sure, Za'Darius Smith coming out here with the snub thing. You do that in Major League Baseball after you hit a home run.
Oh, you get thrown at.
You're disrespecting everybody that played the game before you.
Most certainly.
They're still ripping off shirts, though. They're doing that.
Oh, yeah, no doubt. And Jerry Augustine, I mean, he played the game back in the 80s when it was a pure game. He's a purist, but he adapts to a new game. So we'll talk to Jerry Augustine, the Fox Sports Wisconsin TV broadcaster and former Brewer pitcher, coming up next here on the Wendy's Big Show.
The one thing that is pure is the Wendy's Big Bacon Classic, and it's back, baby. Quarter pound of fresh, never frozen beef, applewood smoked bacon, American cheese, mayo, ketchup, pickles, onion, tomato, and crisp lettuce all on a toasted bun. It's big, it's classic, and it's got bacon. Wendy's Big Bacon Classic is back for a limited time.
Former Brewer pitcher and now Fox Sports Wisconsin analyst Jerry Augustine on the Wendy's Big Show next. This segment on The Fan is brought to you by Tally's Tap and Eatery, Sunset Drive in Waukesha. Wednesday is homemade dinner night with drink specials on wine splits, domestic beers, and also live music from Miles Wangren. Tally's Tap and Eatery on Sunset Drive in Waukesha. You got to stop laughing, man. You're going to make me start laughing. As we're bringing in our guy, Jerry Augustine for a Brewer picture. Now, Fox Sports Wisconsin analyst, as the Brewers start up spring training and pitchers and catchers reporting, those favorite words of mine to say, Augie, great hearing from you, man.
It's good to talk to you guys, and happy Pitchers and Catchers reporting day.
Now, how big of a day, how much fun was this for you once you got to, I mean, obviously get yourself back out there and get back in shape, get ready for the season, but just to see the old guys again and get back into the clubhouse?
Well, that's half the fun. You get into a clubhouse and you get back. It doesn't take you long. You're right back where you left off last year, but it's always fun to go to spring training, get with the guys, and then get in your routine that you want to do for the season to come.
Good, Jerry. Be my therapist. Tell me about the starting rotation and why I shouldn't be afraid of it.
Don't be afraid of it. Just that simple. No, it's gonna. I like the starting rotation with David Stearns and Matt Arnold and Craig Counsell have done has been excellent. I think when you look at what they've done, you lose a couple guys, but now what happens, you bring in a guy like Lynn Broom, who's been in Korea, and over the last 2 years, he's been, I think his record is something like 35-6 and been throwing the ball very well. You pick up a Brett Anderson. You pick up an Eric Lauer in a trade for Zach Davies, who I've really liked over the last 2 years. And then you had Adrian Hauser and Brandon Woodruff to that, plus Peralta and Corbin Burns. You have to make up for a really good starting staff.
Yeah, I like that. You know, one thing about Augie that I've heard of, and I don't know a lot about it, if you could help me, what is the pitching lab? What is that? What do they do? How do they get guys in and out of it? Who gets an opportunity? Do they do it during spring training? What is that?
Well, I think you're getting some science is starting to come into it. You got so many different things you can do. You can work on deliveries and see and making sure that their delivery, they're well balanced, and you're getting their arm in the right position. Mm. Do you have a good release point? Do you release the ball? You can get the most spin on the ball. And is your technique on your slider, curveball, and can it change it to make it better? These are all things that are becoming a part of baseball and a very interesting part of baseball. So I think you're just taking it to a new level and trying to advance it and try to help the pitchers as much as you can.
So my thing would be the best setup guy for before Hader and after Hader. You know, Knebel was that real – I mean, before he got hurt, Augie, he was the guy. You know, he had a problem at one point, went down, came back, fixed it. But he was good. And Jeremy Jeffries was that guy. Now he's with the Cubs. Who's that one guy that we're missing that can be a good setup guy if they don't, or a good closer if they keep it, if they want to keep it 7, 8, and 9?
Well, I think when you look at it, they're hoping Corey can come back and fulfill that role. And if you talk to him, he feels very comfortable. He's throwing the ball well. But I think you have to look at guys like Alex Claudio doing what he did last year with all the appearances he has. He has to be more effective. He's got to stay in the game a little bit longer.
Yeah.
Then you got guys like Ray Black, who's got that big velocity. But I'm going to bring out a name of Bobby Wall, a guy
Bobby
they traded for with the Mets last year. This guy can throw. He's got a good fastball. He's got a good breaking ball. And he can get the ball over the plate. And I think he's a guy that could play a prominent role for him. But they got a bunch of guys out there that they picked up that hopefully they can use you know, when you look at it. So we'll just have to wait and see how that form plays out in spring training.
You hear this guy on Fox Sports Wisconsin during the baseball season. It's great to hear the voice again. Jerry Augustine, former Brewer pitcher, with us here on the Wendy's Big Show as they get ready to ramp things up from American Family Fields of Phoenix. Jerry, when I think of Corbin Burns, I saw how devastating he was back in 2018 in the relief role, and then you transition him back into a starter. He had all sorts of issues last year, and you just hope that he can come in with a clear mind this year, this time around, and get himself back established. Do you think they're going to try to, I don't want to say force him into that starting pitching role, but he was so good out of the bullpen. How much different can that be? Just getting your mind ready to go for 6 innings instead of 6 outs, like Craig has asked these guys for so much.
Well, I think when you talk about Corbin Burns, I think you're exactly right. You look at what he's got. You look at the quality of pitches that he has, and that he has the mental, physical side of it. You don't have to do anything with the physical side of it. I think it's the mental part of pitching that when you talk about sequences and locating the ball and being able to do what you want to do. And we saw Brandon Woodruff go through that last year. You remember Brandon Woodruff early in the season? He had his struggles. First it was he had a hard time getting through one inning. First 3-4 innings, he'd have a time where he'd give up 3 or 4 runs. And then it was after that, it was I couldn't go to this beyond the 5th inning. And then all of a sudden he found it. And I think that's that maturation that pitchers go through. And I think when you talk about a Corbin Burns, I don't think it's the physical side. I think it's that mental side saying, hey, you know what? What do I have to do to become a major league pitcher? I got to forget about all the little things and concentrate on what I do good and how I can get people out with the stuff that I have. And I think once he does that, he's going to be a very good pitcher.
I got a question from a listener. Wants me to ask you, the three batter minimum rule, now they're coming to play in 2020, how does that affect the value of lefty pitching and hitting, or is it a lateral impact?
Well, I think what it does is you got to leave a guy in the game, and that's, you know, that's when you take a guy like Alex Claudio, the way they used him, and last year, like how Craig used the bullpen, that's going to change that. But you take a guy like, and I'll bring up Alex Claudio because he's the one that was most profound with coming in chasing one or two guys. This Alex Claudio has a style of pitches that can be very effective. The thing with Alex Claudio, he's got to learn that when he gets in the game, you've got to pitch ahead with your off-speed stuff. And when he does that, he's very good. He's pitched a lot of times when he's gone in one and two innings where he pitches very well. But why? He gets ahead of hitters and he's able to use the off-speed stuff. And I think that's where he will concentrate on. But it's going to be a little bit different this year. It's going to take a little bit different type of way you go about the job that Craig will use with the start with the relievers especially.
Augie, some of my favorite times at the ballpark is listening to you and Tim Allen share stories about guys that you used to get out back in the day and how you used to attack a certain hitter. And then you think of Christian Yelich. So a Jerry Augustine in the prime standing on the mound. How are you trying to get Christian Yelich out?
I never throw him the same pitch twice. Always a different pitch. No. But what you try to do is you got to get ahead of him. He makes great adjustments at the plate. You can't do something double it because if you make a mistake, he's going to hit it. So I think what you do is you got to get ahead. You got to show him that you'll pitch the ball on the inside part of the plate. You know, you can throw a different style of pitches. You can run the ball in on him. You can throw a four-seamer right up under his hands and make him know that you get in. But you better not make a mistake in there more than once because he'll hit you. So you just got to make sure that you don't make that mistake and that you show him everything you got and that you pitch ahead on him.
Talking with Jerry Augustine here on 105.7 FM, The Fan. I'm not a big fan of having platoons all over my baseball field when we talk about day-to-day lineups. Craig Counsell was asked about it, said he likes the depth and likes having all the different options and toys that he can play with on a day-to-day basis. You know, when this Brewers team was going, you didn't have all these platoons. You had set positions kind of all over the place. You were playing for two or three positions on the roster in spring training. That's kind of how it was. Are you a big fan of having platoons all over the field like they do this year?
I think versatility, I think when you look at it's about the ball club and the style of ball club that you do have and the way you go about it as an organization. And I think what thing that David Stearns and Craig Counsell and Arnold do is they think about versatility. There's not a player they have on that team that's not versatile, that can't play more than one position. And I think that's the way they go about it because the game of baseball changes it. And when you're versatile, you get make sure that your roster is used and no one's sitting idle for a long period of time. And I think that's a real credit to what Craig does. He does a masterful job at it. Guys are happy. Guys want to play. And it really motivates those guys to be the best ball player that they can be.
Augie, you're around this team all the time. What is so different about Craig Counsell than other managers you've seen?
I think Craig understands what it is and how hard it is to play 162 games and to be competitive and play good all the time. I think he's a style of ball player when he played that. He went out and he played hard every day, and he appreciates that. And I think when you take a player like Craig was and you become a manager and you keep that type of culture that you were as a player, that kind of goes off to the players, and the players recognize that and they understand it. They understand that you appreciate them going out and playing hard every day, and I think that's a real key to Craig Counsell.
Who is the one or two players coming into spring training, the pitchers and catchers reporting today, everybody else reports obviously by next week. Who are the one or two players that you kind of are interested to see in spring training this year?
I want to see Eric Lauer. I liked him. I liked him when he was with San Diego. When they made the trade and I knew they picked him up, it was exciting because I think he's the kind of guy that a young pitcher just coming into his own. He's a durable kid. And that's interesting. And I'm also interested in watching the catching situation with Navarez and Pena on how that will work out. Because I know when you talk about Manny, there's not a better guy to have on your club that really understands the pitching side of baseball than he does.
That's the part of it. Jerry Augustine joining us here for just a couple of more minutes on the Wendy's Big Show. Augie, when you're the pitcher, and last year there was so much talked about with Yasmani coming over, pitch framing, he was one of the best in baseball doing that, and getting you a quick strike if necessary. How much work can the pitchers do with Omar Narvaez, who, I mean, he's great with the bat, but he may be a little bit less impressive behind the dish. How much work not only Manny, the other catcher with him, but the pitching staff can do to try to shore some of those things up?
Well, I think Manny's experience that he's had, you know, Manny's gone through a lot here in Milwaukee, where he's the number one guy and almost the time, and then last year he didn't catch that much with Grandel here, but he still understands the game, and I think he's a veteran guy that could take a young catcher and make him a better player just by doing little things. And I'll tell you one thing Manny will do. Manny, when Narvaez comes to the game and he's ready to play, he's going to be well prepared, because Manny is the type of guy that is a good team player, and he makes sure that his teammates are prepared. He'll help the catching staff any way he can. I think that's going to play big with this Brewer ball club.
I'm not mad at Mark about this, the owner of this baseball team, because I don't think he ever thought that this would actually happen. But now that it has happened, I think now he needs to say something to Mr. Manfred and say, please don't never, ever allow this to happen again. Your thoughts on the Cubs opening at Miller Park?
Well, you start off with, I'll tell you what, not only do they open up at Miller Park, but you play them in spring training. You play them on March 22nd before
right.
you come north. I don't know. That's just the way it works out. It's the scheduling part of it, and I don't think Mark likes it, but you know what? Nothing better than being, you have to be prepared right from the first game, to be prepared that first series, the first two series, because you have the Cardinals coming in after that.
Right.
You're going to have to be prepared. What a way to start a home year with a homestand against the two arch rivals in your division.
And Jerry, what do you make of this? Sorry, we'll let you get going right after this. I know you got to get going. What do you make of this division, man? Everyone right now, Pecota's got the winner in the Cincinnati Reds winning 85 games. It feels like everyone's just going to beat up on each other. We know what the Cardinals are. We know what that Cub team is. But the Cincinnati Reds got marginally better.
Yeah, I tell you what, that Cincinnati Red Club is going to be very good. They have the pitching. They picked up some hitters and moves and the guys. They're going to be a much better team. I'll tell you, when you look at this division, everybody always talked about the Cubs, the Cardinals, and Brewers. Well, you got to add the Cincinnati Reds to it, because they're definitely going to, with that ballpark, the way the ball flies out of that ballpark in Cincinnati, I'll tell you what, they're going to be a tough team, and a tough team to play in this division. It's going to be a fun division to watch. I think it's going to be one of the better divisions as far as when you talk about parity in the division. I think the NL Central is going to be one of the best.
Jerry, can't wait for it. Can't wait to be down in Arizona with you guys around March 8th, 9th or so, and then we'll see you back up here at the ballpark. It's going to come quicker than we can even imagine. Really appreciate the time today, Augie.
Well, I got to tell you one, guys. I just got done with fantasy camp, and Mark Tauscher was at fantasy camp. So I think next year, I think you boys ought to sign up, come down to fantasy camp where we play some baseball.
Now we're talking.
Gary and Leroy there. I'll tell you what.
Yeah, I don't think
the best of all worlds.
That's what I like to hear. I'm in.
I don't think Mark wants to be seen in the same place as Billy here. I don't think that's going to go over very well.
I say we love that. We'd love to have you. I'll tell you, this year we had 112 players and
Ooh.
We had eight teams, and I'll tell you what, it was baseball from 8 in the morning till 5 in the afternoon, and then a couple of lively ones at night, and then right back at it the next day. We had a great time. It was just a great time.
That's a heck of a group. I know you guys had a couple of those nights back in the 80s where it was baseball from 8, from sun up to sundown, and then once the sun went down, maybe the guys would play a little bit more.
That was a lot of fun. It was great. A great week, and I had to bring up Toast being there with Leroy and Gary there. It was just a strike. It was awesome, and we had a great time.
Well, I might have to go and take him yard next year, Jerry. I'll come down and hang out with you guys. Appreciate it, man. We'll see you soon.
All right, guys. Take care.
There he is. That's Jerry Augustine, former Milwaukee Brewers pitcher, Wisconsin native, Fox Sports Wisconsin TV broadcaster, analyst, does a great job, knows his stuff better than anybody. He joins us on the Great Midwest Bank Hotline. Is your passion outgrown your home? A Great Midwest Bank home renovation loan may give you the space it deserves. Visit greatmidwestbank.com today. Simply local lending since 1935. Yeah, I'll take him deep next year. I called it.
You can't afford to go to fantasy camp.
I'll figure it out. You don't think Mitch would be cool with like? Just
you think Mitch is gonna pay out? For you to go to fantasy camp?
No, I mean maybe not pay
that's
all of it.
That's definitely not
maybe
happening.
Just like a little side gig or something. Come on, man.
Yeah, right. Sure. I didn't know.
I'm in, Jerry. Yeah. I got it. And message received. I'm taking it for the fan next year down at fantasy camp.
Yeah. Okay.
Don't you want to see this in baseball pants, Stevie? Come on now.
No, not really. No, but I mean, if you could get the money together, go. God bless you. I heard it's a lot of fun.
I'll start a GoFundMe page to see Baby Tausch at fantasy camp next year.
But it has to be against the other Tausch.
Yes. No.
It has.
Mano a mano.
They have to promise Tausch versus Tausch, pitcher versus hitter.
Yes.
That has to be a thing.
And then I got to K him up too, because I mean I got a wicked 12-6.
Yeah, you've got to pitch too.
Yeah, right. No doubt about it. I'm in. I'm totally in.
Not hit him. Hey, AT&T and DirecTV, a beautiful marriage. TV and internet for as low as $99 a month. Choice package. Fox Sports Wisconsin. Watch your favorite baseball teams. With that guy there, Jerry Augustine. Basketball teams. Plus, you get the NBA League Pass for no additional charge for the remainder of the season. And $200 in Visa cards. Good wherever Visa's accepted. But wait for it. They can do even more now. Sight and Sound Solutions can offer you a U-verse bundle, the new AT&T fiber internet, AT&T wireless phones. If you want it, Al has it. Basically, the entire lineup of AT&T services. And as an existing customer, my guy Al will take care of you there too. If you feel your package deal could be better, well, maybe he can help you out with that. Wouldn't you rather call 262 number? Talk to my guy Al, who I've been doing business with for several years with my DirecTV in my house. Of course you would. Customer service, numero uno as far as I'm concerned. Sight and Sound Solutions is a preferred retailer for AT&T. Call Sight and Sound Solutions today, 262-754-1500. That's 262-754-1500.
And the bottom of the hour brought to you by Mercedes-Benz Milwaukee North with payment credits up to $700 at MercedesofMilwaukeeNorth.com. Go check them out online right there or Mercedes-Benz Milwaukee North right off I-43 North at Silver Spring Drive. This is the Wendy's Big Show on 105.7 FM, The Fan, 1250 AM in the free radio.com app. Pick a lane starts at 5. We're back before that on The Fan. Wendy's Big Show on The Fan, 105.7 FM, 1250 AM, and the free radio.com app. Yeah, I'm taking him yard next year. I'm in. Fantasy camp sounds like too much fun. And who doesn't? I'm telling you. I would have to slim down a little bit because I got to fit into the baseball pants. Baseball pants are revealing, especially in the
especially
thigh area.
As long as they're not white, you're good.
Yeah, that's right.
Well, we got the cream, the home cream, so that would work out all well. Maybe that's what you want in your Mercedes-Benz Milwaukee North. Maybe that's the interior. Maybe you want just straight leather. Some great looks. Mercedes-Benz Milwaukee North right
Peanut
now today.
Butter,
right Peanut off I-43 North at Silver Spring Drive. Blocks away from the Bayshore Town Center. It's 15 minutes away from anywhere in the city of Milwaukee. With 2019s left in stock, you can check out their 2020 models today. On any all-new 2019s or 2020 GLA class models, there's a $500 payment credit on all 2019s other than the GLA class. It's a $700 payment credit when you lease or finance through Mercedes-Benz of Milwaukee North. And if you're looking at the certified pre-owned Mercedes-Benz, the certified pre-owned sales event is continuing through this month. Guys, right now today, first 2 months payment credit on certified pre-owned Mercedes-Benz vehicles, that's up to $1,500 plus 1.99% APR financing on all certified pre-owned Mercedes. Check them out, MercedesofMilwaukeeNorth.com. Then stop by at the dealership, talk to my man Austin Della, the sales manager. Tell him the Wendy's Big Show sent you. He'll take great care of you and get you in the Mercedes-Benz that fits you right. 414-799-1250. We're going to reset the big topics next right here on the Wendy's Big Show, 105.7 FM. Gary Ellerson, Steve Sparky Pfeiffer, I'm Bill Schmidt, Baby Tausch, and Leroy Butler here with Milwaukee's preferred personal injury attorneys, Carlson, Blau, and Clemens. Get the injury settlement you deserve at 414-342-1000. We're back after this on The Fan.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.